Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
It's Rick Tittle.
All right, it's a little TGI Friday edition. That's right, come on down for all your deep-fried appetizers. It is the Friday edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
1-800-878-PLAY. What does that mean? Well, that's the phone number to call if you would like to participate in the program. We're jam-packed with guests. Won't be available really till the third hour, but I'll get into Rick's picks then. R-I-X-P-I-X, tell you who's going to win and who's going to lose the National Football League this weekend. We'll do that. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Coast to coast, around the world, on AFN. American Forces Network. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever you're with, doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. On Fridays, if you didn't know, now you know, Biggie. We bring in Jan Wall. In fact, she's going to carry over a little bit into the second hour. We're going to have Dee Wallace, E.T., The Howling, you know her. Elise Singer will come back. Also, Bruce Valanche, who is a comic genius maniac. And then at 10:12, in about an hour, Leonard Maltin. He has a new book. Talk about film critics. We'll also have a Broadway actress, Nancy Opel. We'll have the return of comedian John Heffron. We've had many times. And then we'll talk a little football with Ken Thompson from Against the Number. How will we pack it all in? We usually do. It's under one roof, the Costco of Talk. Just coffee, dogs, no big whoop. Big shout out if you're listening on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider. Also, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. I'm on twitch.tv. Check me out on Twitch, and the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Hello?
You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
And now today's rust eating tip of the day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone free. Professionals have trusted Free All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces. We always love it on Fridays when film critic Jan Wall can drop by. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Rick. How are you?
Not too bad. Let's get right to it. It's great to welcome our first guest, veteran actress Dee Wallace, and she has a new book called Born that we're going to talk about. And Dee, first of all, when I think about your literally your hundreds of credits that you've been in with, you know, the Cujo and E.T. and the Critters, everything else, for me, the one that I first thought of was The Howling. I saw that in high school, and that's the one that really sticks with me. Do you get a lot of reaction from that?
I sure do. I sure do. And this year is its 40th anniversary.
Wow.
Believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, and they just came out with a beautiful 4K version of it. And I saw it. It's really, really nice. So anybody who wants to revisit it, I'd go pick that new version up.
Hi, Dee. This is Jan Wall. I was wondering what it was like working with Spielberg on E.T.
Hi, Jan. Well,
hi,
Dee. You know, that's like asking what's it like to work with a genius, you know?
Yeah.
My favorite thing about watching Steven on E.T. was his affection for the kids and his love for the kids and how he interacted with them. It was sweet, you know? And you don't necessarily connect being sweet with being a genius, forceful director, you know? But when all those things come together, it was really nice to watch.
I was watching Drew Barrymore yesterday, and I've interviewed her a few times, and I'm amazed she made it through that maze of show business, aren't you, Dee? I mean, she made it out, you know, alive and rather mentally balanced.
You know, all of us go through that period, and when you go through that so much in the public eye, it's even harder. And she didn't have a real secure upbringing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was allowed to well, party and do things that most parents are hoping their teenagers don't get into, and she was getting into it, you know, before 10 years old, and had nobody really monitoring that. So I'm very happy for her that she got it back and got, you know, so successful and found some happiness.
What was it like for you when your daughter Gabrielle said, I want to be an actress, I want to be a writer? Did you think, hey, great, I'm going to, you know, give you all the advice I can? Or did you think, oh, no, don't get into the business? Because she's a big success herself.
Yeah, thank you for that. She sure is. Two best-selling books right now. I know from being me that when you are born into what you're supposed to do, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. So I encouraged her. I taught her good principles of life. I taught her to be a good, balanced person. And then I said, go do what you love, sweetheart. And more than that, surpass me in every way you can. I think most parents wish their kids, you know, hopefully surpass their success and be happier as a person than they even are. And she's done that, and I'm incredibly proud of her.
Go ahead, Rick.
No, I was just thinking, you are pumping out at one point, you know, 4 or 5 movies a year, and they always say, you know, you want to be a working actor. Did sometimes you wake up on set and wonder what your project was?
No, but I can tell you now that some people can come up and ask me about a film, and I have to take a minute, and actually every once in a while I look at him and go, can you give me a hint about what it was about? You know, I've got 250 film credits now, and some of them really big, some of them not so big. You know, and people say to me, well, why did you do that, you know, little film and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we're people, guys. I did a lot of things in my career so I could keep my grandmother in her home. I did a lot of things in my career so I could pay my mommy's house off for her. I made a lot of
makes
decisions.
Total sense.
Yeah,
let me ask
for
you,
other people.
I'm a big dog. I'm a dog fanatic. I love dogs.
Yeah.
I think they make us better humans.
So
you work on Cujo, right? So, what was the dog situation?
Oh, honey, they were taken so much better care of than I was. They were. There were 13 dogs that played Cujo. They were all trained to go after toys. So the entire film was just one big game for them. And we actually had to tie their tails down because they were wagging them all the time. Carl Miller, the trainer, actually even slept in the barn with them. They were babied and taken care of so well. So have no fear about that.
All right.
Oh, now I like the movie even more. Good.
Before we let you go, we want to make sure we talk about the book Born. And one of the things in Born, you say that you should people should have a love affair with the universe. That's very all encompassing. What do you mean by that, Dee?
Well, what I mean is we're electrically connected with the universe. Think of plugging a radio in to get the station and the song you want. If we're going to get in our lives what we want, we have to plug in to the universe. And the best way to do that is to love it. If you want to create something in your life, love it. And so many of us are taught the opposite. You know, I hate money because I don't have it. And and I hate this jerk because I've married the same jerk three times in different bodies, you know? You have to get really clear about what you want, and then you feel love around it. And look, guys, creating your lives are simple. It's so simple, but you have to know the formula.
No doubt.
I haven't created everything that I've created by not knowing this.
No, that's great advice, and we want to make sure everybody gets to pre-order it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's going to be coming out from Britain Publishing. It's a paperback called Born by Dee Wallace. December 1st will be the release date. Dee, thank you so much, and congratulations
thank
on
you,
the
Dee.
Book.
Oh,
yeah,
thank
good luck.
You, guys. Go create a glorious day. I'm going to.
Very cool. All right.
Bye-bye.
Very
bye.
Good. It's always good to start off a show with somebody so positive, right, Jane?
Absolutely. And, you know, you and I are like that, Rick. So
I know.
It's very cool.
Well, we have a love affair with the whole galaxy.
I'm all excited about the Cujo information. That was great.
13 Cujos, and yet they all were salivating blood. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. these muffins taste bad. Or an art critic, that painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right. Thank you for that. I'll take it. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you around the world on American Forces Radio Network, syndicated nationally out of San Francisco, along with film critic Jan Wall. And we are very delighted to welcome our next guest, Elise Singer. She is a playwright, a composer, a director, a writer, and a teacher at NYU, the founding artistic director of the Obie-winning theater company Hourglass Group. Elise, welcome to the show. And what's it like as we finally getting back up on stage and coming out of, hopefully, this pandemic and doing what you love to do again?
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show. I was just remarking, I went to see, I saw two productions this week. I saw a Broadway and an off-Broadway show in 1 week, so it's. I feel like things are starting to pick up again in New York.
What'd you see?
I saw a piece last Sunday that was Christina Wong's Sweatshop Overlord.
Great title.
It's a great title. It's a brilliant, brilliant piece, and it's about... She's a Los Angeles-based performance artist who responded to the pandemic by creating a sewing circle, calling upon her skills as a Chinese American woman who had learned sewing skills and basically becoming an alternative FEMA. They were supplying masks even to medical facilities. So that was a great show. It's still running this week. And then last night I saw Is This a Room, which is all about Reality Winner.
Wow.
So that was on Broadway. So but it's, yeah, we're in a fascinating time. So people are going back to the theater in New York. But it's still kind of an alternative universe, right? We're still wearing masks. We're in a very interesting time. So it's an interesting time to be an artistic person, but also someone who appreciates the arts. I think we're in an interesting transitional period.
I know that you have a play called Frequency Hopping, which features Hedy Lamarr, who is not just talented and beautiful, but a fascinating character. If you think about her background in Austria and the Czechoslovakia, and she ended up becoming a Hollywood icon, but an inventor as well. Is that right?
Yes, that was. I mean, I this is a piece I'm very proud of, and developed it over a long period of time, and keep going back to it. The full production was in 2008. The New York sort of official premiere was in 2008, but I had started to develop it in 1997 when I heard a radio piece about Hedy Lamarr receiving an Inventor's Award, and that they said, it's not always that Inventor and Technology magazine have a cover girl on the cover. And my ears perked up, and I ran out to find the magazine and basically started to kind of develop the piece from there, just even from like getting, hearing the radio art, the radio piece, and then reading this magazine. I just dove in and started to do research on it. She collaborated with a composer named George Antile on a patent for a military communications device that they wanted to give to the U.S. government to the war effort. And they did get it patented, but then the government was basically dismissive, saying, you know, you're more useful to us as an actress. You know, go out there and sell war bonds. You know, give kisses for war bonds. The patent sat in a drawer. Although some of its technology was, I believe, used, or some ideas related to the technology were used in the early 60s, but it wasn't until much later, it wasn't until the 80s, 90s, that people started to recognize that this was basically the concept behind spread spectrum frequency hopping, which was a way of using multiple technologies using the same bandwidth by hopping around on the spectrum.
She didn't see any money for any of this, right?
No, I don't believe she did during her lifetime.
I don't believe she did.
You know,
I've studied everything about Hedy Lamarr I can. I just read that wonderful new book out on her, The Only Woman in the Room. And it's a very good book. And, you know, there's a lot of information on her. And if you would bring that play back here to San Francisco, I think we could really pack the house.
Oh, I you
I'm
know,
telling
from
you.
From your mouth to the investors' ears.
Well, I could help you because people are very interested in Hedy Lamarr. Very.
By the way, we're speaking with Elise Singer. Hedy Lamarr, 6 divorces. None of her marriages lasted more than 7 years. Was she unlucky in love, or was she fickle?
Oh my goodness! I think she was. I think she was a complicated, brilliant, beautiful, curious woman, and it's still hard to find a partner with those qualities today. So I think, imagine in the 40s. I think she was looking for different things with different partners, I'm going to venture.
Mm-hmm.
But she you know, and she was also a painter. She was an inventor of other things.
Right.
She had other, you know, she was always kind of thinking and inventing, but, you know, she was considered, you know, Max Factor said she was the most beautiful woman in the world. And I think she thought that was a bit of nonsense, but it helped her. I think she tried to use it to her advantage.
Yeah, but it hurt her, too.
Oh,
because
yeah. The
men just wanted her to shut up and look pretty, you know, and that was really, I'm sure, very hard for her.
Absolutely. Especially when
there's a Nazi
connection
here, too, remember. There's a Nazi connection, too. She was married to a high Nazi official. She ran away from him. During, you know, Hitler's reign, and she had to hold that secret for an awful long time. So very complicated.
Right. Well, he was a munitions dealer. I believe he was actually Jewish, but he was a Nazi
hiding
sympathizer.
It.
But he was very much, you know, let's say, you know, an industrialist and a capitalist, and he you know, and there were others, I think, who work, you know, who sold things to the Nazis, you know, and justified it, I think, at the time. And I think she had confidential information, and so did George Antheil, because his brother had been basically a spy. Like, so he had confidential information. She had confidential information. I believe that she intuited that from some articles that Antheil wrote for Esquire, and also she was aware of his experimental musical background. And I think she had, like, I feel like she kind of came. This is I'm going to make a. a grand analogy, but it was almost like she knew that he had certain information, and it was almost like she went to him as like the sperm donor for her baby, for her invention baby. Like she knew that he had this info, and she set up, or at least this is according to the biography, the autobiography, that she asked Janet Gaynor to introduce them, because you know, Janet Gaynor said that Hetty wanted to talk about her glands, and George was excited about that.
Who wouldn't be, right? Hetty Lamarr.
Right, and that, but really she was using that as a pretense.
Right.
To get him.
Good, complicated, interesting story.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we're out of time, but we want to make sure that everybody checks out Frequency Hopping, which did win a Science and Technology Award from Stage about Best New Play about those topics. And Elise Singer has been our guest. Elise, thanks for dropping by.
Thank you, Elise. Let's come to Sabatino with Frequency Hopping. I'm telling you, people love Hetty Lamarr.
We'll talk. Thank you so much.
We'll talk, darling.
All right, hook her up, Jan. Coming up next, the wild, wacky Bruce Valanche again. Come on back.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
You spent over a decade in the Middle East, and I just wanted to say
that I'm a great fan of your work.
Well, thank you very much.
Don't interrupt me, please. Thank you.
What did I just say? Do you know who I am?
You must be crazy. Use a DOG. And if you was my man, I would have been kicked you out of my house by now. This is what had happened.
That's quite an introduction. Thank you for that. Rick Tittle back with you, syndicated nationally and around the world on AFN.
Oh, my God.
And with Jan Wall, our very good friend, the film critic. It's our pleasure to welcome back to the show the Emmy Award winner, double Emmy Award winner, Bruce Valanche. And he's here because he's going to be part of REEF, which is the Richmond Ermitt Aid Foundation, presenting the holiday gala. Help is on the way for the holidays. This is going to be benefiting Project Open Hand right here in San Francisco on Sunday, December 5th, 7:30 p.m. at the Brava Theater. There's going to be a lot of big stars. Bruce, this is something you've done before. It's near and dear to you, isn't it?
I've done it for 100 years, it seems like. It started out as the Richmond Ermitt AIDS Foundation, as a clearinghouse for all the Bay Area AIDS charities that couldn't afford the stage of fundraiser. And now, of course, with AIDS, you know, kind of on the decline, with people maintaining it with medicines, the firm has turned itself over to Project Open Hand and is now tackling homelessness and the problems of people on the streets and stuff like that. So it's a great combined effort, and we do these shows, we do big shows twice a year, and of course, you know, COVID shut all of that down. So now this is our first toe back in the water, and, you know, what better thing than Christmas? And I am the Jew on the show, I'd like to point out. It's a Christmas show, but I am there to bring a little bit of Judaism to the table.
Well, We're so glad, Bruce, because God knows we need that.
You know, Jen, I'm shocked that you didn't get the MVP this year. This Otani guy down here, I mean, he's okay. But, you know, since I'm on a sports show, I think I should point that out. Every year I vote for you. Also, it puts you in Cooperstown, but that's another story.
Also, Bruce, I was thinking the show is about a Jew that was crucified, right?
Well, hello. I mean, it's basic. You know, it's like Irving Berlin's White Christmas says it all.
Absolutely. A Jewish guy,
biggest,
by the
biggest
way.
Christmas song ever written by one of my tribe. What can I tell you?
Our tribe.
It explains everything.
There's a certain amount of wit that goes with being Jewish, you know, a certain amount of cynicism and joy of performance, and I don't know, I dig it.
Well, you know, this show that we do is a real San Francisco Christmas. You know, it's unique.
Is.
I mean, there's no place quite like San Francisco, and they celebrate it in their own strange, off the wall, crazy way, and that's what we honor.
Mm-hmm. I used to be on the board of Richmond Ermitt AIDS Foundation, and I just love them. Started by two women who lost their sons to AIDS, and they began it, and then it just turned into this great organization that helps feed people, and the show is so fun. You've got everything from gay elves to, you know, to Bruce Valanche. I mean, it's just the best.
And clog dancers, which in this theater could be dangerous, because this old theater in the Mission that was, a neighborhood movie house, and that had kind of been converted into a performing arts center.
So what's happening in Hollywood? Let's go to Hollywood for a minute, Bruce. What the hell?
What's happening?
On?
Well, the place
what's
is
happening?
Waking up. You know, there are premieres, and people are going out, and as usual, we're in danger of being overrun by the forces of Kardashian-stan.
Kardashian-stan.
Yeah. It's a small nation. Out in the valley near Calabasas. But reality TV has kind of taken over everything. But everybody's figuring out who's going to go back to the movies and what they're going to see and how all that's shaken out. So, but kind of socially, I mean, it's back because people are vaccinated and they're masked.
And there's a new museum, big new museum, and... You know,
yeah, I mean, I live in the thick of Hollywood, around the corner from the Chinese Theater, and last night they premiered Hawkeye. which I think is actually a streamer, but with Jeremy Renner as another one of the 8 million characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm. He's so cute.
And I expect there will be a lot of Hawkeyes on the street, you know, outside of Grauman.
I walk out my front door
and there are 7 guys dressed as Spider-Man having lunch.
Well, when I hear Hawkeye, I think of Alan Alda.
Oh, yeah.
You and me both. But you're not a comic book reader, I guess.
I think I'm over 50, that's why.
Well, that could be one reason. It doesn't stop the man boys.
They keep
dredging up more characters from Marvel and DC, and you know.
Are you still working?
I thought DC meant something else altogether.
Are you still working on the Oscars? Are you going to be working on the Oscars? Because there's a whole bunch of
I haven't officially worked on it in a few years because the Academy had a major house cleaning, but they are having another one right now. So it could be that I wind up back there. I don't know. It's being produced by a guy who has never produced a television show before, and it's going to be interesting to see how.
It'll be back
at the Dolby. It'll be on stage. You know, it'll be a show. Mm-hmm. It won't be like last year, which looked like senior prom.
Is it the kind of thing, we're speaking with Bruce Valanche, by the way, Project Open Hand, is it the kind of thing now at the Oscars where you really have to start counting how many people of a certain ethnic heritage, how many people of a gender? It's almost like
absolutely. It's become the woke capital of America. In fact, the museum they've opened, the Academy Museum, we call it the Museum of Cinema Crime. Because it's all about who was neglected, not about who actually did stuff.
You're so right, man.
It's a weird little trip to go through that place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where's Betty Davis? I know there's a lot of people that are not in that museum. Yeah.
Oh, how interesting.
Hey, Bruce, I'm so happy to talk to you. I just saw the Meet the Ricardos, and I saw the new Lady Gaga movie, and it seems like we're at a time now where suddenly some cool stuff is going to come out. God, I hope so.
Those will be two of the actresses who will be, you know, pitted against each other, I suppose. Although I haven't seen either of those pictures yet, but I've seen the stills of Nicole. I've seen clips from it, and she looks odd.
she's had so much plastic surgery.
But she's such a good actress that she can do almost anything. And I'm very anxious to see how Gaga with her Anna Magnani accent.
That is true. Anna Magnani, exactly. God. I love your references. God. It's just great.
Well,
Anthony Quinn told me that's the only woman he really wanted to stoop was Anna Magnani. I mean, here's a guy who had Ingrid Bergman and everybody else you could think of. I would say.
My favorite of those always was they asked Warren Beatty, was there anybody he hadn't slept with he wanted to? And he said, Jessica Tandy. And I couldn't figure out if he was putting everybody on, or if it was just like, and they said, why her? And he said, because I know I would never get her. I know she would turn me down.
What are you going to do with the Reef event? What are you going to do? You get out there on stage.
I don't want to. I'm doing a production number.
Really?
And it will involve most other people in the show. We're putting it together now.
Yeah, I see that Lisa Vroman from Phantom, she's fantastic. She's going to be there.
What a
voice.
She's
going to be hitting a high note and probably causing the ceiling to cave in because that's all the glass to shatter. Yeah, it'll be something funny and Christmassy, and it will involve a whole bunch of people.
It really gets I'm writing it.
I'm rewriting it. And, you know, it was so funny. They said, God, you are the only Jewish person in the show, so you have to do something Jewish because God knows we're nothing if not diverse. You know, we're looking for a lesbian Eskimo if we can find one just to, you know, make sure we have that base covered.
A lesbian Eskimo. Wait, I know one.
Yeah, right. Also, I don't think you can say Eskimo anymore. I think you have to actually name the tribe or say Native Canadian or Native American. I don't know exactly what the thing is, but I think Eskimo pies are in grave danger.
Bruce, I wanted to ask you, too, is that you were so long on Hollywood Squares. Is the ghost of Paul Lynde still felt there?
You know, if Paul knew that 45 years later we would still be talking about him, he would shriek with laughter. He couldn't imagine that he would have the staying power. In fact, the root of so much of his bitterness was that he wasn't what he wanted to be, which was a big movie star like Mel Brooks or Woody Allen, a big comic movie star. He was a very unhappy guy. But it never goes away. And obviously, I was the Paul Lynde of that show. And Billy Eichner is developing a movie called The Man in the Square, and it's about Paul. And I have been consulting with him on. I've been translation, telling him stories, and he buys me dinner.
So, okay, that's a consultant fee, huh?
Do you have an actor in mind?
Yeah, that's a consultant fee.
I mean, I hope they don't do you have an actor in mind for Paul?
Well, I think Dooley wants to play it. I think he's developing it for himself. Mm. And a lot of people have actually never seen Billy Eichner act. I can't think of the top of my head of what movies he's, but you know him probably from YouTube as the guy who ambushes people on the street and asks them questions. And
things. Oh, yeah, and I know who that guy is, yeah.
He's parlayed that into a career as an actor and a writer. Mm-hmm. And he's very good at both. And I'm just trying to think of what he's got a bunch of movies in the can that nobody has seen yet. So that, of course, leads him into more development deals. So
I always like the double entendre of it being in the can, which could also mean in the toilet.
Oh yeah, that's because Hollywood releases so much crap, and then they hold back a lot of stuff. What's up?
Yeah, I'm never sure what they mean when they say it's in the can. I mean, I know it means it's done. You know,
how come it's so crappy? How come I have to sit through so much crap? I mean,
that's the way it works. It's like Salieri said, mediocrity lasts forever. You know, it's most things aren't good.
Well,
when you're a film critic, I used to be a film critic too, and I think that what I call the critic's disease is because we have to see everything, the stuff that we love, we exalt, and sometimes way out of proportion to how good it is. Mm-hmm. And stuff that we don't like, we dig a grave for with viciousness. Although it's fun to be on the other side of the thing and to watch them do that, like this musical about Diana, the Princess of Wales.
Oh, my God.
That opened on Broadway and got the most scathing reviews I've seen in years and years and years. And, you know, the critics have been going out of their way to be nice to diverse things because they want to encourage that, because so much has happened with BLM on Broadway during the pandemic. And they also want to encourage people to go back to the theater. And then when something comes along and they say, this really isn't worth your going back to the theater for, they brought out the knives.
Wow.
Incredible.
Well, I want to make sure I get this in because we're going to be having the Help Us on the Way for the Holidays. It'll be the Brava Theater Sunday, December 5th at 7:30 p.m. You can go to reaf-sf.org or openhand.org. And we're speaking with one of the celeb performers, Bruce Valanche. Bruce, thanks for your time, man.
Thank you, pleasure.
Always good.
Love you,
honey. Take care, honey.
Janie, we'll see you on the other side, and we'll get a wreck.
Oh, God, I saw great movies this week. I can't wait to tell you.
Ooh, we'll do that next. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Who you think you are? It's the big stuff. You're never going to get my love. Now because you wear
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691. Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
Coming up after a quick news break, we're going to have Leonard Maltin and Broadway actress Nancy Opel, and Jan Wall is going to stick around for both. But before we do that, Jan, what you said you saw something good?
Oh, yeah. Amazingly enough, I saw two really big new good movies. Now, one of them's coming out not for a few weeks, so I'll wait on that one. They're both really big movies. But the one I will tell you about is directed and written by Aaron Sorkin, who's a genius. And Aaron Sorkin has given us this time, just look him up, folks, if you don't know who he is, amazing. And this time he's given us Being the Ricardos. And this is about Lucy and Ricky Ricardo and 1 week in the making of I Love Lucy, when they're big stars, biggest show on the air, huge, they're running CBS, and it's Lucy and Desi making this show in 1 week. And it's just amazing to watch this movie. It gets into politics of the time, the Hollywood blacklist, which Lucy was on, believe it or not. Her grandfather was a communist. And lots of Lucille Ball stuff, but also Desi Arnaz. And he's played by Javier Bardem, who is just brilliant. Yeah, the guy in real life is Spanish, but I'll tell you, can he play a Cuban? And Nicole Kidman really has courage and guts to play Lucille Ball, and she does it beautifully once you get used to the way she looks.
There she is, Jan Wall, and Jan will come back with me, Leonard Maltin, and Nancy Opel on the other side. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Ich lieb dich nun mal, jeden Berg, jedes Tal, Heimatland, du mein schönes Pfälzerland.